SRN News, I'm John Scott. President-elect Trump has been formally sentenced without penalty in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Manhattan.
The sentencing hearing took place here at the New York Criminal Court, with Donald Trump appearing by video from Florida. His sentence of an unconditional discharge means no jail time, fines, or probation. Yet it results in Trump becoming the first president or president-elect who is a felon. During the hearing, the judge defended the court proceedings, but Trump lashed out at prosecutors and said his criminal trial and conviction was a very terrible experience. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, firefighters hoping for a break Friday from the fierce winds that have fueled those deadly blazes in the Los Angeles area, killing 10 people and destroying whole neighborhoods. The fires have burned more than 10,000 homes and other structures since Tuesday, when they first began popping up around the densely populated area north of downtown Los Angeles. Some California wildfire victims have started damage assessment.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends lost their house.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Anita Bryant, a former Miss Oklahoma and popular singer, has died. She was 84. On Wall Street, stocks are tanking. The Dow is down 694 points. This is SRN News. Would you let a robot write your sermon?
Most pastors say no. What we're really talking about, of course, is artificial intelligence. A new report from the Barna Group finds nearly 90% of clergymen would feel uncomfortable using AI in the process of constructing their weekly sermon. However, 88% would have no problem with using it to design graphics for the church, and about 80% would use AI to, quote, assist with marketing and marketing materials. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Poland. Authorities trying to track down a person who painted graffiti on a memorial for those who were deported to concentration camps from the Warsaw Ghetto during World War II. Writing on social media, Israel's ambassador to Poland, Jacob Levine, says shameful vandalism. Anti-Semitism has been surging around the globe ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. The L.A. wildfires impacting sports teams.
The NBA postponed the Lakers' home game against the Hornets on Thursday, with several massive wildfires burning across the greater Los Angeles area. It's the second straight day a game scheduled to be played in downtown Los Angeles has been postponed. The NHL's Kings were scheduled to host the Flames on Wednesday. The date for the rescheduled games will be announced at a later time. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And the NFL announcing it has moved the Rams' wildcard playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings to Arizona after days of the wildfires. The playoff game will be played Monday night at State Farm Stadium, the home of the Arizona Cardinals in suburban Glendale, Arizona. Tonight in Arlington, Texas, Ohio State and Texas in the Cotton Bowl. In the Orange Bowl last night, Notre Dame over Penn State 27-24. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.